The most intense discussion of gun control in years is unfolding across our country in the wake of the awful shootings at the elementary school in Connecticut last week.
Joining us to discuss the latest developments is CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes. Nancy, the National Rifle Association now says it's prepared to offer what it says is meaningful contributions to make sure this never happens again. Some lawmakers who have received NRA support, like Virginia Senator Mark Warner, though, say they're reconsidering their views. It seems like there's a lot of pressure from both sides here, and we're not sure how it's going to shake out.
I think a lot of people are reconsidering their views in the wake of this tragedy. Good morning to both of you. And I think that what's been most striking is to talk to pro-gun rights Democrats on Capitol Hill. A lot of people assume that this is an issue that divides down party lines and Democrats are for gun control and Republicans are against it. But there are a lot of Democrats on Capitol Hill from southern states or western states or rural states who are very reluctant to vote for any gun control legislation, or at least have been in the past. But since this tragedy, we've seen some notable pro-gun Democrats like Joe Manchin of West Virginia or Mark Warner, as you mentioned, who have come out and said, I am a big fan of gun rights. I'm a big fan of the Second Amendment, but there has to be a way that we can limit high-capacity magazines, for example. Your ordinary everyday hunter doesn't need those, or perhaps saying that we should reinstate the assault weapons ban. So you're seeing a lot of that discussion play out, not just at the national level, but also at the state level, where legislatures are now looking at new measures they can implement there as well.
Nancy, what about another component to the problem, which clearly is the issue of what happens with people who are mentally disturbed and are falling through the cracks and not being detected, not being treated, or not being isolated? We see this in so many of these gun cases.
Absolutely. And, we haven't heard as much serious discussion about that. It's such a difficult issue. And some Republicans on Capitol Hill have been arguing, look, guns may be one issue, they may not be, but that mental illness is something that needs to be better understood and better treated in this country. The president is going to be announcing today that Vice President Biden is going to be leading a task force to look into a variety of issues surrounding the Newtown tragedy and how we can make people safer. And that's going to include not just gun safety, gun control, but also issues of youth violence and mental illness.
Right, and it seems like it's going to have to be some kind of comprehensive strategy, because there are a lot of very strong gun proponents in Congress. I'm looking right now, it says more than half of members of Congress have been giving an A rating by the NRA. That's what their constituents want, so this is going to be a tough nut to crack for people who are pro-gun control.
It really is, and that's why you haven't seen much debate at all over the past few years on this issue. It really used to roil Congress in the 1990s, then the assault weapons ban was allowed to lapse in 2004, and the NRA has a lot of power on Capitol Hill, and even pro-gun control advocates who are passionate about the issue basically, for the most part, realized they didn't have a natural constituency on Capitol Hill to get anything done, so they kind of stayed quiet. They said, why should we take all of the criticism that we get for putting this forward if we're never going to be successful? And even in the wake of the shooting of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, for example, when some people thought, well, now this is hitting so close to home with Congress, there's really going to be a serious debate about gun control, it didn't really happen. In fact, the most recent measure on Capitol Hill related to guns actually made it easier to carry guns. It was a measure that passed a few years ago that would allow people to carry guns in national parks.
Yeah, that's the other component here, Nancy, that we haven't really discussed, which is, will there be legal challenges to what is on the books right now? I mean, could ultimately the Supreme Court, which I guess going back as recently as 2008, made an important decision on guns and the Second Amendment, could it be possible that they would have to review some of these things which have made gun laws even more lax in places?
I think it's absolutely possible, and I think that, no matter what kind of legislation is proposed, there's going to be a fierce fight over it. We have tried to get Republican reaction in the past few days on this issue, because you have seen so many Democrats coming forward saying, okay, this is a sign we need gun control. So we've wanted to get Republican reaction, and we've requested interviews with dozens of Republicans, and they're really staying away from the issue. For the first time yesterday, the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, came out and said there does need to be review of what should be done, but he still wasn't coming anywhere close to getting behind gun control legislation. There's still going to be a lot of opposition to this and a big fight. And I think what was interesting was the NRA coming out yesterday, breaking its silence and saying, we're going to make a major announcement on Friday. We want to have a meaningful discussion as well about this issue. So it will be very interesting to see what the NRA says on the issue. The NRA has really been in a very sensitive position the past few days. They've taken down their Facebook page. They took down their Twitter page, because they were just getting inundated with messages. So it'll be really interesting to hear what they think should be done going forward.
Absolutely. CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.